Sit back and relax. It's time to improve your financial lot in life. Produced at CFIS-FM Studios in Prince George, this is your tune-up. And here's your host, Deb Ross.
Hello and welcome. Perhaps the most common category of questions that I hear on a regular basis concerns how to become bulletproof from financial challenges. Now, first of all, no one is immune to financial challenges, as we all know. Even though people who face financial difficulties, they generally think to themselves, I should have known better. The fact is that anyone might face financial challenges from time to time. And in my profession, I discovered a long time ago that no amount of education or degrees on the wall insulates people from the possibility of financial calamity. Even an accountant with many years of experience or a surgeon with a seven-figure income can find themselves in financial trouble when we're not prepared. Instead, it is more a matter of how vulnerable do we allow ourselves to become concerning our finances. And that of course, leads to the train of thought is, what are the primary financial vulnerabilities that expose us to the financial difficulties which arise from time to time? Now, while there might be numerous possibilities and numerous possible answers to this particular question, allow me to focus on two general issues that are very common. Now, those two issues are, number one, being financially unprepared for difficult life events, and then number two, becoming increasingly financially vulnerable because of carrying a debt load. So let's talk about number one first. Let's break this down. So number one, being financially unprepared for difficult life events. So what are some of these common life events that trigger financial challenges, and how likely are we to face such life events? Well, some examples of common life events could be job loss, illness or injury, relationship breakdown. It's common to hear of a death in the family, whether it's our immediate family or our extended family. Even unexpected pregnancy can throw a bit of a monkey wrench into best laid financial plans. Long-standing care of our elders or our sons, daughters, or even our grandchildren, that's becoming more common. Finally, uninsured losses. Those fire theft or the rising tide of fraudulent scams. Now, each one of these issues are life events. They are common life events. But do you imagine that these are just isolated incidents? I personally know hundreds of people who have experienced one or more of these. My household, as a matter of fact, has faced more than half of the items I just listed. One or more of these life events are going to affect most households. So statistically, it's not a matter of if, it becomes a matter of when. And I remember back a few years ago when our area was facing the sawmill closures. And that job loss, that loss of the mills up in Mackenzie and other areas, Upper Fraser, that caused a lot of financial instability for many families. And I had the honor and the pleasure of walking some families through those financial struggles. But it was quite surprising how the job loss impacted, because of course you're dealing with the emotional side of losing employment. And oftentimes employment is quite a definition of identity for us. But on the other side, it's directly affecting our financial situation. And of course, with the decline in the activity in the energy sectors over the last few years, you know, I was dealing with an awful lot of younger people who were moving back to British Columbia from Alberta. And the debt loads that these individuals were bringing and trying to deal with were kind of shocking. But that type of debt load in that environment is very normal. So when you sit down with a young man who just lost his job, pipeline job type thing, and we're looking at a $78,000 debt on a truck, that he had a $1,500 a month payment for this vehicle. And that may seem bizarre when compared with other people's debt, but there were more than one of these individuals that had these high debt levels on just their vehicles in that area. And that was the norm in that culture, was to have a high level of debt on a vehicle. And of course, you lose your job, $1,500 a month. There's no way to come up with that. That is not chump change. When we think about illness or injury, there was a truck driver that I was working with recently, and all it took was a very small back injury, and he was not able to continue with his occupation. And he was forced to go through the retraining program with that EI and Work BC. They have that in conjunction. And very frustrating for someone who's been a truck driver for 35 years, had his own business, and a very small back injury. He just picked up a box and twisted the wrong way. And that was it for his truck driving career and the owning of a truck business. The death in the family list, on that list is actually quite close to home in my family, but I've worked with an awful lot of people who have experienced traumatic and tragic loss in their family situation. I think of one lady that I worked with a few years ago in a different community. She and her husband, they owned a restaurant. And he borrowed quite a bit of money to upgrade the restaurant. He felt that there were other restaurants that were coming into the community that were driving up the competition. And he felt that if they did some renovations and some upgrades, that they would be a little more competitive. So he went ahead and took out quite a significant line of credit, did the upgrades to the restaurant. And then they were quite crunched for cash. So they were looking at ways that they could modify their budget in order to afford the payments for the line of credit. And he was doing a few things with their cash flow that she wasn't aware of. Tragically, he passed away in a motor vehicle accident just a few weeks after the renovations were finished. And the wife contacted me. We were talking through things and she mentioned, well, at least we have the life insurance and that'll cover everything off. Well, unfortunately, her husband had canceled that life insurance in an effort to shore up the cash flow, and there was nothing for her. That was a very desperate situation. The other type of scenario that I hear quite often is regarding death in the family is the amount of travel that is involved in dealing with a loved one, estate issues, even while they're convalescing or in hospice. There's a lot of travel, a lot of visitation involved. Those flights to back east can be very costly. I'm sure you're all aware of that. So we've got the flights and the hotel stay and dealing with all of the estate issues back and forth. And unfortunately, that type of scenario put one of my clients into a bankruptcy situation, just the sheer cost of the travel. Now, the other one that I'm finding and I'm hearing a lot more of are the scams. So think about uninsured losses, so we've got fire, you have theft, but you also have these fraudulent scams. And they are creative characters, these people coming up with these scams. My mother contacted me it's about 2 months ago now. And she said, you know, Deb, I think I've been scammed and I don't know what to do about it. So I said, okay, Mom, just tell me what happened. So she went on to tell me the story of a message showing up on her computer screen that said that her Microsoft Office had been infected. There was a toll-free number to call and said, you need to call this number immediately in order to stop further damage to your computer. So she called the number. And apparently, this was a very nice gentleman on the other line, walked her through uninstalling her Office program on her computer and then downloading a piece of software that he had sent to her system. Now, my mother is a senior citizen and she's not the most technically savvy individual, but this was red flags all over the place. But she thought this is what she had paid for through a virus subscription, and that's why they were warning her. So she went ahead and did everything, but it just left a funny feeling inside of her when they wanted her credit card number in order to charge for the Microsoft Office program. So she gave them that information. And a couple of days later, she called me and said, I just don't have a good feeling about this. I think this is what happened. And I'm so sorry to bother you. And I said, Mom, no, we need to deal with this right away. So yes, of course, it was a scam. It actually turned out that not only did they have her credit card number, but they had her email a void check. So on the phone to her bank, canceling that account, canceling the credit card, opening up a new account. We were on the phone with the bank for about 3 hours in total, getting all of this fixed and put back right. And they ended up, the scammers didn't get any money. They tried to put through a number of expenses, but the credit card company blocked them. And we changed the banking information, actually just canceled that account in the nick of time. So a warning tale there, please be careful. The scammers, they seem to be getting more and more deceptive and tricky. I guess that is the nature of the word scam, but the amount of damage that could have been done to my mom's financial situation is a little staggering, and that she felt so apologetic reaching out for help. We just need to be more open and honest and have these communications with our kids and with our parents, with ourselves, that these scams happen and we don't need to be embarrassed that we've been taken in, because they happen. They're happening all the time. So how can we protect ourselves from these common life events? Well, yes, we need to be talking about the scams that are out there, but some of these life events, such as the job loss and the illness, the injury, the relationship breakdown, there's nothing that we can do to plan around those particular items in specific, because we never know what's going to hit us and we never know what's coming next. So how do we ensure that we are going to be able to weather going through these difficult life events? Well, the first thing that I would suggest is a monthly budget. I prefer to call it a cash flow plan, because a lot of people that I work with think budget is a swear word. I don't agree with that, but I understand their feeling. It feels very restrictive and confining. It feels like this piece of paper or this spreadsheet is telling you how to live your life. In fact, I look at it as a completely opposite perspective of that. You get to tell your money what to do instead of your money, or lack thereof, telling you what to do.
We'll be back in a moment with more financial insight on 93.1 CFIS FM. This is Tune Up with Deb. Stay tuned.